My name is Claire Sylvan Wand. I'm a fairy whisperer and experiencer. These are my journals, which contain my testimony of real encounters with fairies. Come with me and step into the fairy realm. Together, we will try to understand who the fairies are and why they have connected with us for such a long time. I'm sat recording this surrounded by bluebells and birdsong on Dartmoor today. Before sharing my fairy experiences, it's important I give you some background about me and who I am. I'm Claire Sylvan Wand. I was born in January 1973 and grew up in the 1970s and 80s. My childhood was very free-spirited, and I spent a lot of time playing outside. Whilst I didn't see fairies as a child, I had a knowing, a sensing of the other world and the nature that surrounded me as I played. I'm an artist and a writer, and I loved drawing and painting from an early age. I used to spend a lot of time up until the age of five playing in my grandmother's garden, who lived only two doors up. And she had a connection with nature and the plant world. And there was something about her that was very otherworldly. Once I started school, I had a tough time because I didn't realise before I started school that actually I was very different to other children. Nowadays, we'd label it as being neurally diverse. And whilst that's a label I don't use for myself, it's something that's a way to easily convey to other people how you see the world. So I was very sensitive to the natural world. I was very sensitive to emotions and sounds and the unseen. Very creative. I didn't mind playing in my own company, and still to this day I don't mind spending time in my own company. I'm very happy with spending time in my own company. I'm a very shy person. I'm not great with big crowds, but I will do that. I will do the whole social thing if I need to, like many neurally diverse people. I've learned how to fit into the whole social scene, but the most enjoyable times I've had are either with friends, one-to-one, with my kids, or in nature on my own, and drawing and painting on my own as well. And that's when my imagination and connection to the other world really comes to the fore. So there's a series of encounters that happened once I had left school, from about the age of 18 or 19. Whilst I was at school, I closed my abilities down as a form of protection, and I know others that have said that they did this. So my natural sensitivity was more focused on protecting myself from the bullies and rough and tumble of school. I was very quietly spoken. I've always been very quiet. I'm a bit of a daydreamer. I was a daydreamer at school, and there's nothing wrong with daydreaming. I think it's essential to child development to be allowed to dream. And so I focused very much on surviving school, and once I left, I started to blossom. From about age of 17 onwards, I really started to come into my own, and all the sense of self that I'd held back started to pour out of me. When I was about 18, I went to stay at some friends of my father's at a cottage in Somerset. I was sharing a double bed with my sister. The cottage was very old. I would say it was at least 15th, 16th century, maybe older than that. And this is, you know, over 20 years ago, more than that, 30 years ago now. So I can't remember the details of the cottage. All I know that it was down a lane. It was surrounded by farmland. And at night, there were no street lights outside. And when we put the light out in the bedroom, it's completely pitch black. My sister fell to sleep quite quickly. Because I was in a strange house, and I'm the same now, I found it really difficult to get to sleep. And I was definitely awake when this happened. I wasn't in between sleep because I was trying to get to sleep and I couldn't. I've always been afraid of the dark. Always liked a little bit of light. I don't like to sleep in complete darkness. So because it was pitch black, I was on edge and I couldn't get to sleep. And then at the foot of the bed, I saw a small green light. I can't remember if I saw it appear or not, but all of a sudden it was there. And it was about 2 inches high. This is from memory. And it was a kind of an oblong shape. So it's like an oblong standing on its end. So it was about half an inch wide and then 2 inches high. And I'm saying I saw it as an oblong because I didn't look at it very long. It frightened me because I couldn't work out what it was. And even though it was didn't have a scary feel about it, it was completely silent. It was just hanging there in the air. The bed was probably about a couple of feet from the ground, on the mattress where I was sleeping. So this was hovering about 2 or 3 feet in the air. It was high enough for me to see it from where I was in bed. There were no other electronics in the room, no other lights. As I said, no lights outside. So I couldn't explain it. And because I couldn't explain it, I started to panic. And so I pulled the duvet over my head. I remember lying under the duvet, sweating. It was very, very hot. But somehow I managed to go to sleep through. I didn't want to look and see the light again. Somehow I managed to fall to sleep, even though I was absolutely boiling hot under this duvet. The next morning, I searched the room. I tried to debunk it. That wasn't a word at the time. Paranormal shows weren't around. this was about 1991-ish. So I searched the room, couldn't find a reason. Went downstairs where my father and his two friends who were in the cottage were at breakfast, and their children were there. Told them about my experience. They couldn't explain it either. I couldn't see any fluorescent paint. There wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it was something fluorescent, like one of these fluorescent stickers that you can get that lights up at night. There was nothing. It's just a wooden door. It's stripped wood. Wooden floor. So I'd count that as my first sighting of a fairy, of an elemental, because I felt it was something connected with the land. And it's only later, that in recent years, that I've researched fairies. So I didn't know anything in depth about fairy folklore. Actually, I knew nothing at all about fairy folklore at that time. All I knew about fairies was from the fairy stories I'd read as a child from books. But I didn't know anything about real fairies and real fairy encounters, and I didn't know anything about UFOs either at that time. But my interest was growing because I'd always been interested in the supernatural. And as a child, I was given some books by my grandfather about the supernatural. It was the Usborne series of books that just quoted classic cases of UFOs and ghosts and monsters and witches. But it was all kind of basic stuff. It wasn't anything in depth. So my interest began to grow, and I began to reconnect with the spiritual side of myself. I moved on, forgot about the experience. Then at university, I was at university in Swansea in Wales, and one night I'd gone out, typical student night out, but this particular night I'd taken ecstasy for the first time, and it was from a dodgy person in the nightclub, so who knows whether it's pure ecstasy or mixed in with something else. I was at that age, I just wanted to experience everything, so I took this ecstasy, felt amazing because it opens up your heart and you just love everyone and everything. But the side effect is it makes you extremely thirsty. So I had this extreme thirst and heat. I've just felt this extreme heat on me. So I went home and I drank lots of water. I couldn't stop drinking water. I just felt so thirsty and dehydrated. No matter how much water I drank, I wasn't sleeping properly because I'd wake up and I was thirsty. And one of these times I woke up and drank some water that was next to the bed, and the room was in semi-darkness because there were street lights. The student house I was living in was in the middle of, you know, the city, sort of on the edge of the city centre, so street lighting outside. My room was semi-lit by the street lighting. Then, so I woke up to having yet another drink of water, feeling pretty awful, to be honest. Even though I had a good time in the club, I was feeling really horrible at this point. And by the way, I never took ecstasy again. This is my one and only time. But I had tried LSD, and I tried mushrooms as well, mushroom tea. But they were very different experiences. I never saw fairies when I was taking those particular drugs. I also smoked cannabis at the time. Never saw fairies with that. So anyway, I woke up, reached for some water, and next to my bed I had a rubber plant, which is they're also called fig plants, and they've got big green shiny leaves. They're quite tall sort of plants, about a metre tall in a pot, so it's about a metre off the ground, this plant. But my mattress was on the floor, so the plant was level with my eye level, and this is the left side of the bed, and I reached over to get my water, and as I reached over I could see a little being sat in the plant, and he was looking curiously at me. He had big dark eyes. He was dark in colour, could have been, you know, dark, it could have been brown, I don't know, because I couldn't really clearly see the colours. All I saw was this little being, no hair, that I can remember anyway. I remember seeing his face, quite a wide mouth, small nose, big eyes, and he was sat on one of the stalks of one of the leaves, leaning against the stalk of the plant, and looking across at me. And this was all in a split second, but I had the feeling that he was quite curious about me and concerned as well, because I was feeling so dreadful. He was dressed in clothing, it was just very simple clothing, a top of some kind, trousers that were similar colour to his skin. I would say they were natural shades, although I couldn't exactly see the colours, but that's the feeling I got, because he kind of matched the tones of the plant. And I say he, that's the feeling I got from this being, that it was a he, even though there was nothing to show me that whether it was male or female, that's what I felt. After I'd had this experience, I didn't mention it to anyone, I don't think. I kept it to myself, because I just put it down to one of those other weird experiences I had whilst I was partying at university. And it was only subsequently in recent years, when I've been researching fairies, that I've thought, right, I'm going to look into what this could have been. Immediately, I meant to say, what came to me when I saw this being was that it was an elf. That's what came to mind. So recently, researching this being, I found that in Wales there is a type of elf that lives in valleys and hides in the darkness. And they work with foxgloves, and the foxglove is connected to the heart. Digitalis is the compound that comes from foxgloves that is used in heart medicine. So my wonder is, because my heart was racing with I was really thirsty, whether this little being was offering me some kind of magic, because foxgloves also help calm the system and help sleep as well. So my feeling is that he was in some way helping me to sleep, because after I'd seen this being, I went to sleep. I just immediately felt calm. And I know people might say, well, why didn't you get up out of bed, put the light on, investigate? I was feeling too unwell. You know, when you feel like really, really unwell, and all I wanted to do was sleep. So I just rolled over and went back to sleep. So those are some of my first experiences of fairy that I now, it's only in retrospect I see them as fairy experiences through, in recent years, researching fairies, as I said. So I just wanted to give you that primer of who I am and some initial experience I've had of fairies. And real passionate interest in the paranormal from an early age, by the way. But those were my first visual experiences of what I class as fairies. Thank you for listening. Join me next time for another encounter from my journal. And remember to keep your heart open to the whispers of the fairies.